Singer-songwriter Bill Price didn't mean to create a 2-CD set with a journal, poems, short stories, essays, posters, artwork, and more. It happened as a result of a long road trip. I invited Bill to share his inspiration, and we started with a track from his new collection, I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky.
Trial and error spins me round and round. I've been climbing the stairs, climbing upside down. But blinding me bright, a spotlight strikes the stage.
So, before we turn the microphone on, we were talking about how hard it is to categorize some music and how natural it is for people to want to say, oh, Bill Price is a fill-in-the-blank artist, folk, pop. Do people push you, especially when you tour, do they push you for a description, for a category to fit tidily in?
Yeah, I think they do that with everybody. I mean, they want to know what kind of music do you play. And for some people, that's a pretty easy thing to describe. And for others, it's not. I mean, I always say singer-songwriter, but when I think of that, I think of people like, Paul McCartney or Paul Simon or Pete Townsend. They're great songwriters, but they're not what a lot of people think of, like, say, James Taylor or, somebody with an acoustic guitar that's telling a story or a ballad. You know, that's kind of the traditional definition of a singer-songwriter. But and I have songs like that, but I have a lot of songs that aren't like that too.
No, so. And that's what I love about the collection, I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky. But what it put me in mind of, speaking of trying to categorize, is the 19th century poetic cycles of poems that were set to music by people like Schubert and Schumann.
Wow.
It's a song cycle. Or two song cycles, actually. And I want to know, where did this project start? Did it start with a single song, or did it start with a photograph? Or because you're not only are you very versatile musically, you're a designer, you're a photographer, you write prose as well as poetry as well as lyrics. So where does this start?
Well, it's interesting because it seems like there's a trend for a lot of people artists of all types, to come up with some idea or concept and then execute it, because it's kind of easy to market and describe and people coming up with very cool things. But this was not like that. This was simply a trip that I took to the West, and I was in need of a big break in life, and I decided to go back to my two favorite places, the Black Hills in South Dakota and Glacier National Park, and I had become a Lewis and Clark geek, and so I decided to stop at some of their places and keep a journal. So I was gone over 3 weeks, and it was a life-changing trip, and I didn't listen to any music. I came back, I really didn't care about music, but then all of a sudden I was flooded with a lot of inspiration. And
after you got back?
After I got back, musical inspiration. And I wrote some songs, and then I was just planning to do my next CD, but I had too many songs, and I started to see some common themes in my older songs and these new songs. And it just evolved into a bigger project. And then I thought, I don't really want to tell people what these songs are about. I want them to interpret them.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, if they really want to know, they should read my journal. And I'm not really a journal person, but it wasn't written to be read by anyone. So I decided to include that, because as I got further into the journal on the trip, I kind of enjoyed the idea of being a writer. And then it evolved into a bigger package. And this additional book of poems and short stories and essays, they're about the same, all these kind of very broad themes that I was sort of dealing with from the trip. And so it wasn't like I said, well, I'm going to go out west and take a camera and my guitar and write a song about traveling through Iowa. It was not really that kind of a thing. So it kind of just organically evolved, and it turned into this big, crazy thing. So
if this is too personal, that's okay, but do you mind if I ask why you needed the break?
I was just kind of burned out. I used to go west when I got out of college and do photography and hike, and my mother and father had both passed away, and my mother had Alzheimer's, so that was just I just didn't go anywhere for like over 15 years, and I was just tired of everything, I think.
Yeah.
And so I just needed a break, both geographically and I think mentally and I suppose spiritually. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go to these places that mean something. And I was skeptical about what I might find, but that was, you know, it was incredible trip.
Having had that experience, do you have another trip planned in the future?
Well, to be honest, I've been back every year since. And that was in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it to be, it's like a place I have to go. And I don't always go to the same places, but generally, I'm kind of generally following the Lewis and Clark Trail.
Yeah,
and so I've started doing, music shows out there over the last 3 or 4 years. And was actually, my project was in the Montana Book Festival. So I was actually out west twice this year. So it's kind of become a bit of a habit.
How did you know this project was complete? How did you, or did you just say to yourself, okay, I can't add one more song, I can't add one more page?
That's a good question. I think I just had all the songs that I felt were fitting, and the CDs are long. They're over 70 minutes apiece. So there physically wasn't really room for any more music, and I really didn't even know that the songs would work in the order that they do. I had a gut feeling they would. There's enough variety and interest, and so I ended up grouping them in what I call dispatches instead of chapters. So they're grouped kind of by theme. And
from the trail, dispatches from the Lewis and Clark exploration.
Exactly. So there's an evolution. There's not a narrative that runs through the project, but there's an evolution of ideas. There's kind of a beginning and an end, although it's very open-ended. But what's funny about your question is that I had written 5 additional songs that actually did not fit.
Hmm.
They didn't fit in terms of space, but they stylistically are more what we were just talking about, singer-songwriter. They're more acoustic. The meaning, it's about the same topics, but the meaning is much more clear in these songs. They're not quite as abstract.
Hmm.
So I felt like they kind of gave too much away. So that actually is going to come out sometime in 2017 as a little 5-song EP, and there's actually a coupon in the project for that. So I kind of wasn't finished in a way. I kept writing, but I kept saying, I got to start writing about something else. So to answer your question, I guess it just felt like I had I'd said about as much as I could say.
Bill Price, the Indianapolis-based artist's new project is called I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky. It features more than 2 hours of music, plus essays, short stories, poems, artwork, and more. Check it out and hear excerpts of Bill's other projects at billprice.info. That's Bill Price, just like it sounds, .info. You can call me.